I received permission from Thomas Sheridan to re-upload one of his recent videos, The Gaelic Gulag Archipelago. I think this is a fantastic and passionate commentary on the state of the Irish mindset right now and what lockdowns have done to the mental health of so many people. And also, he talks about the evil that has descended on this island over the past number of months. I really felt that Thomas's video deserved a signal boost and to be seen by more people. I really hope that you'll go over and subscribe to Thomas Sheridan's channel. The link is below. And without further ado, here's Thomas Sheridan.
Hello, everybody. Although I know my audience, people who watch my videos are all over the world. This video goes out to the people of Ireland, but it's for everybody, really. But in this case, it's for the people of Ireland. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel that our homeland, our nation, our island is controlled by pure evil? Can you feel it? What is wrong with you that you can't tell that the forces of darkness and the forces of evil are controlling this island and this government? What is about you that cannot see this? If you can't see it. This week, today, in less than a week of Ireland, we've had three major murder, multiple murder suicides concerning families. They should be called lockdown collateral or lockdown collateral damage or friendly fire is what they should be really calling them. That's because that's what they are. This is how the government is now treating these horrors, these unfeasible and almost incomprehensible horror shows taking place behind Irish hall doors and curtains and under their roofs right now. They're collateral damage. That's all they're seen as. They're not seen as anything more. Last week, a woman killed her baby and threw herself off a motorway bridge in West Dublin. On Sunday night, it appears now that a young man murdered his older brother and his father and then turned the gun on himself in County Cork. And right now, two dead children and a mother have been found in an apartment in Dublin. Are people like us wrong? Are we the wrong ones? That this can be allowed, that this horror show is allowed to go on, and it's all about how many cases were tested positive today and how many, mostly people over mid-80s years of age, died while sons are killing their brothers and their fathers and mothers are killing their children and themselves, and it's treated as a family tragedy. No, it's a national tragedy. It's a crime against the human soul. That's what this is. These are not unfortunate events. We are witnessing in Ireland a situation where people are seeing no end to this. Because this guy Hula Hoop, the cervical king, the cervical cancer king, is so megalomaniac and loving every minute of his power and control over the Irish people, and the probably working directly for the globalists, because if he isn't, then Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, is the weakest Taoiseach that has ever held office in this country. He is doing nothing for the people in this country, except allowing a unelected bureaucrat with an appalling record of public service, I might add, to control the destiny of this nation. We didn't vote for him. I'm at a loss for words. It's like I'm living in a concentration camp. Yes, I have 350 a week. Yes, my job is shut down, but I have security. Yes, Yes, I have food. Yes, I can go do, but that's all. It's like there's a demarcation on life here that's not natural. People are falling apart, and no one seems to care. Yes, there was a priest preaching a stupid rabbinical service in Carrickmacross the other day, or Carrick, wherever it was, in up in the border counties. I mean, he meant well. He's trying to get the F message out there. But then he starts off by talking about the first four books of the Torah and the usual crap, you know. Yeah, it's not about that anymore. It's not about mauling rosary beads in the direction of the Middle East, hoping a Jewish God saves you. It's not about that anymore. It's about this is real. Shit just got real. We've had three families, three mass murder suicides in this country, two and a mother and a daughter, in the last week because of the lockdown. And you're not allowed to say it's because of the lockdown. You're supposed to say, oh, sure, Jesus, it's a family tragedy, or it's about inheritance rates, or you cannot say that in any way the lockdown was connected to it. Now, I went on some normie boards there, and the first threads I'm starting to see are, I'm going mad. The lockdown is no end in sight. It seems hopeless. And these are all the same ones who a few months ago, or even a few weeks ago, were going, level 3 isn't enough, you need level 5. They've voted. It's talk about turkeys voting for Christmas. It's very difficult for me to have any sympathy for these adults who screamed and shouted for this lockdown, who now have it, and are complaining about it. I feel sorry for children that have been victimised by the behaviour of their parents who claim to be thinking about their families but are really thinking about themselves. They really were. And they've put us in the Celtic or the Gaelic Gulag archipelago. That's what we're on now. We have the strictest lockdown in the world, as far as I know, for no reason. There's almost no... And the same normie treads as somebody posts a graph showing how COVID is basically gone in Ireland. It's either ignored or it's ridiculed by the same ones who are going, I'm tired of this lockdown, when is it ever going to end? They're doing this for a reason. We're being picked on. This country, this island, is being picked on. It's the same thing as when there's something about us, they want to destroy us. I don't know what it is. But it's the same thing when they told us to vote twice for the Lisbon Treaty. It's the same thing when they banned the smoking in the pubs. I don't smoke, and I'm not particularly fond of it, but I'd never stop someone else from doing it. And they banned that in the pubs. They've now banned the pubs. They've now taken shows off. They've taken a show called Utopia off Netflix or off Amazon Ireland that apparently shows a government agenda about getting all a fake pandemic and then giving the people a vaccine that's actually causing them to be sterilised. At the same time, in the same week, the Green Party and the government and the Irish establishment as a whole, that includes the dwarf from Don't Look Now up in the Phoenix Park, sealed the mother and child records because they didn't want people becoming consciously aware that vaccine trial, Irish children were used for guinea pigs on a vaccine trial. Now we have Leo Varadkar, a man whose birth certificate should have came with an apology letter from the condom company, now saying that Ireland will be the first to get the vaccine. Hold on a second. So in the same week you're telling us that we're supposed, you don't want us to find out that Irish children, orphans, were used as lab rats by the vaccine companies. Now, this guy is now saying that the whole country will be the first to test the vaccines on. So, Paddy, that's what your job is now. You're a lab rat. And the Irish government is selling you off as a lab rat to the highest bidder. I'm not anti-vaxxer. I'm not philosophically opposed to vaccinations. There is plenty of evidence that they do work. But fuck me, I'm not going to allow my country to be used, and the nation, people, the citizens of this nation, to be used as lab rats for the likes of, so to see if it kills us or not, or sterilises us, or whatever it does to us. So the rest of the world go, the paddies, they're all fucking twitching like this. It didn't work. Well, we won't use it on us then. That's what our fucking government is doing. Wake up, for Christ's sake. That's what Leo Varadkar, the fucking tarnished, the previous prime minister, said the other day. He said he put the fucking... The Irish government treats its people like lab rats in a laboratory. This is the price you're paying for all these biotech firms on this island. They got a tax break. That's why they're here. That's enough. They got a special corporate tax rate. That's enough. Leo Varadkar, Micheál Martin, Eamon Ryan and the rest of them want to hand you over as a human lab rat to test a vaccine that's been rushed out for pure corporate greed. And then you have the nerve. The only one I've seen yesterday that actually referred to the kids that were used as lab rats. It's almost like I'm living in a Dennis Wheatley novel. So it's like we're being gaslighted. Well, we're obviously being gaslighted, but it's like the same fucking week they tell us that Irish children were used as lab rats for vaccine trials in the 1960s and 70s, we have the tarnisher, the Deputy Prime Minister, saying, we'll be forced. We'll get the vaccine first. So if it all goes wrong and the Irish for the rest of are twitching or sterile or, you know, got all kinds of other illnesses, we're first. This is why, can you not feel the evil that's running your country? Can you not feel it? You can feel it. And the only thing that stops you from expressing it is that you're unable to step over the fucking threshold and say, I don't want 350 PUP a week. I want my life back. I don't want me, my wife, my kids, my neighbours, my cousins, my parents, used as lab rats, human guinea pigs, in Mengele-type experiments to satisfy the greed of Big Pharma. I am not willing to be handed over as a human sacrifice in the same way previous Irish governments handed them over to the Catholic orders, orphans, to have the same done to them. I'm not saying I'm anti-science, I'm anti-vax, I don't believe the COVID exists. I'm saying I don't believe that we should be the first. Because what the first is the first. Okay, I'm supposed to be proud of it. Like, we're the first. We're the cannon fodder. How many generations of paddies ran into fucking German machine guns, French cannons, Prussian bayonets for British and English queens and kings? And now we're running into syringes for the fucking the vaccine companies and the Great Reset. And we're supposed to be proud of it. We're supposed to be we're going to be the first. We're going to be the lab rats. We're going to be like the fucking poor fuckers who were the first off the aircraft. The landing crafts at D-Day in Normandy and were mowed down by German machine guns. It's going to be great, lads. We're going to be the first. If you still think there's nothing sinister in all this, well, you deserve what you got.